Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I think we can just do this now.
Let's go.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it and everybody else's.
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, give us some more, Dada.
Well, Ukraine's army is gay.
What? Oh my God, we're fired.
Yeah, well, Pride Month is starting tomorrow, and as volunteer fighters, return from active duty, they contemplate the unicorn insignia on their uniform. Now, the unicorn insignia is it's a symbol for their status in the military. Right. Any guess? I mean, I'm sure I pretty much spoiled it for you, but any guess of what that symbol means?
I really didn't know the unicorn was gay.
You didn't?
No.
For real?
No, I know the rainbow is, you know?
Yeah.
I know, like, penis, maybe?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Members of the LGBTQ community who sign up for the war have taken to sewing the image of the mythical beast onto their standard issue uniform just below the national flag. The practice harks back. I don't know.
Why does it matter?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter what your sexuality is. You're a soldier.
Dude, I don't. No, the only thing
the straight people aren't putting like I'm straight on my uniform. You know what I mean? Like, who cares?
I saw somebody comment on Twitter. It was kind of funny. Like, are they replacing it with the Azov battalion? You know, they're not literal Nazis. They got rid of their Black Sun insignia and changed it to something else because they wanted to. And media goes, yes, thank you. Thank you.
Know, oh, my God.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So maybe that's the new Nazi symbol. Is the for us. Anyway, the practice harks back to 2014 conflict when Russia invaded then annexed the Crimean peninsula from Ukraine, and so it's not brand new or anything, but they felt like they needed some sort of representation in the army for whatever reason. They needed everybody to know that they're gay. I could see this being an issue because isn't, you know, Russia not completely friendly to homosexuals in their own country? I mean, you know, it seems like maybe having an identifying badge on your uniform might make things a little worse for you, potentially, if you get involved in some sort of prisoner scenario or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why people insist on doing this and why their identity is tied to who they bang, but it's that way for a lot of people. It's you know, borderline, you know, religion-y in some cases, and like this one, it's weird.
I don't know. It's just, it doesn't make sense to... You know, to put your sexuality on your war uniform, like nobody's ever done that. You know what I mean? Like, none that I know of. You know, like, I don't think about your sexuality. Like, I've always there's always been, you know, gay people in the military, and I know, you know, it was taboo for a while, and then don't ask, don't tell, and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, I really don't think anybody cares. You know, if you're out fighting a war, what you do when you're not fighting in the war, you know, with your sex life. I don't think, you know what I mean? That's just, to me, it's...
I can't imagine that being an issue. Like, you would think of all things, all times, when maybe identity and, you know, just the things that you are would mean any less is when you're being in sort of battle, where your life is on the line every day. I mean, they're talking about how there's no bullying and how they're... comrades have you know, embraced them, and some are using their preferred pronouns. It's just like, whew, man.
All right.
I mean, the problems, even you would think it would go away in war, but maybe not. I mean, this is entrenched in. It really is a religion for some of these people, and
you would think there's bigger issues.
Yeah,
you know, in Ukraine, you know, it's like, you know, there's thousands of people being slaughtered, you know? It's just, you know, apartment buildings crumbling to tank fire, you know? And then it's so I could just see, like, they're taking on, like, you know, just there's Russian Air Force is flying through and they're dropping bombs on a neighborhood. And somebody looks over and goes, "Excuse me, sir, take cover." And the guy goes, "It's not the pronoun I prefer."
Dude.
What?
Strange time.
I said, don't call me that. Don't assume that's my pronoun. They're blowing your head off, sir.
Baby, get down.
Excuse me, them. You're going to die. Yeah, it's it just seems like there's bigger issues in the Ukraine. But, you know,
bizarre.
Maybe
man.
It's me.
Very maybe strange. Me. Very strange.
It is very weird.
All right, I have a lot. I didn't think I was going to have this many for, you know, especially coming off the vacation and not being able to prep in my normal way, but there was a lot this week, Johnny B.
Oh,
show.
We always have a lot.
I'm going to give you a choice of see what we Ooh. Have time for here. I have mm-hmm. a story about they who has a very interesting sexual preference. Mm-hmm. I have a athlete who is none too happy with the national anthem, or I have which one do I want to pick here? A university, it was wants to cancel a word because it's racist, and it's just not. But which one would you like?
My God, the national anthem thing sounds very interesting, but mm-hmm. then again, so does a university wanting to cancel a word because that's what they do.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Let's see who doesn't like the national anthem and why.
All right. Well. The Giants, San Francisco Giants manager and former Ray player, I believe, Gabe Kapler. Remember him?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Well, he's managing the San Francisco Giants now, and he said that he will be abstaining. He won't be coming out on the field for the national anthem after 19 children and two teachers were killed in a mass shooting at a school in
Utah. What does that have to do with the national anthem?
Well, he says he's going to continue this boycott until he feels, quote, better about the direction of our country.
Well, then move, Gabe.
He wants guns.
Get out of here.
He wants guns gone. He wants guns banned, essentially. When that happens, he'll come back on the field. Now, this happened.
The song has rockets, red glares, and bombs bursting in air.
This happened, you know, very close. This was at the end of last week, and I don't think he really thought this through because Memorial Day was Monday. Memorial mm-hmm. Day is a big day for baseball, obviously, too, where they, you know, yes. celebrate the nation, and we think about those who have given their lives to protect our freedoms, to bitch
every
about
team
your pronouns.
Has their, every team has their military uniforms and everything. They're pretty badass, too.
It just kind of, you know, of course this happened in San Francisco. And Tony La Russa called out, you know, Kapler for doing this. And I think that he came out for the, not as gay, but came out for the national anthem on Monday for Memorial Day. But I believe he's going to reinstate his ban from
does he think number one, people outside of baseball know who he is,
mm-hmm.
number two, has any power to change anything anywhere, not just the United States? He couldn't change rules at the HOA at the fine gated community he probably lives in. What does he think he's doing, except for it's virtue signaling is what he's doing. He wants people to think that he's a great, great person, and that is annoying. It doesn't make sense. I'm gonna boycott until the country. Okay.
Until you do what I want, I'm going to the country sucks until it's these people are all pro democracy, mind you, but not when it doesn't work in their favor, then they have a problem with it. He got praised by Steve Kerr, another blowhard NBA yeah. coach for another San Francisco team, the Golden yeah. State Warriors. He, you know, gave some impassioned speech about guns in America. And everybody praised him. Media praised him. I saw it all over my Facebook timeline. Friends were sharing it. And now this is the same guy who keeps his mouth shut when China tells him that he's not allowed to speak on certain things, but he's very passionate yes. other times. And he also called, and not only called for, but put his, I mean, lobbied to having police banned from schools because kids were scared of police. So they didn't want anybody with guns, that the uh-huh. guns would scare the kids. And, you know, and then the shooting happens. So not that, it seems like the police didn't do a great job in Texas. I mean, but, you know, it's, can you imagine if there's just nobody there for any sort of protection whatsoever?
They're stupid. These guys are stupid. But here's why it doesn't make sense to me. All right. We have all kinds of problems in the United States. We have all kinds of problems in the world. Every country has problems, different kinds of problems. And look, we have a lot of problems besides guns, but they're not boycotting for that. Why don't you not come out for the national anthem until they fix the drug issues we have in this country with pharmaceutical companies and opioid problems? That's okay. You don't care about that. You don't care about all the different things that are flaws in our society. You don't care. And why don't you look into the gun issues anyway? All right? Because, and look, I'm probably going to get some people to hate my guts for this, but I'm going to point out a couple of things about the gun problems. All right? Gun deaths. All right? I did a little research the other day. Will, did you know over half the gun deaths in this country are suicide?
I did know that. Suicide. But yes. Yeah.
Self-inflicted. Okay. Uh-huh. So not murder, suicide. Sad, very sad, but true. The other, I don't know, I guess 90, the other 40-something percent of the gun violence is done mainly by street gangs in poor, crime-riddled areas of the country. Almost none of the gun violence is done by responsible gun owners. It's suicide. I think 500 a year are from accidents where people drop their gun or clean their guns and shoot themselves. I mean, yes, mass shootings are very, very sad, but it accounts for less than 1% of the gun violence every year. It's crazy. I think 12,000 people a year die from guns, and it's not even hundreds that are from mass shootings. You know what I mean? In the country, it's just, it's not what it's, you know, it's written down as a gun death if they kill themselves. Although it's very sad, that's a different issue.
Yeah.
That's not an NRA issue. That's a mental health issue.
There's something
that I
don't know why. You know, I think the definition of a mass shooting is if three people, you know, are injured. There's certainly a difference, though, than, you know, what you see, you know, with a gang that shoot each other up. And even though technically it's a mass shooting, for mm-hmm. whatever reason, people don't really care
about that.
And I'm trying to figure out why, because that would be something that you should be concerned about, number one.
100%.
But there is a difference, though, right, than what you see in Buffalo and Texas and, you know, Dallas and these places. Rampage shootings and a mass shooting are kind of different. And then maybe it's just the intent.
They're scarier. It's the imagery.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? You don't want to think that you're an innocent person at a grocery store or a child in a school
right.
and you die.
Yeah.
It shouldn't happen that way. But there's a lot of innocent kids in these bad parts of the country, in Chicago, in Oakland, in, you know, just horrible places in Louisiana. Three cities in Louisiana are the murder capitals of the country. And these are poor, normally, minorities. And people don't care about these kids. People don't care about these people that get shot and killed every second of every day in these war-torn parts of our country that cops are afraid to even go into. That's an issue. These are social issues that need to be addressed that go way beyond guns. I mean, these are just, you know, crime-riddled areas. But like I said, a lot of these they're counted as you know, gun deaths or suicides. And these folks are going to, you know, it's sad, but they're not going to shoot themselves. Then they're going to take pills or jump off a bridge. These people need to be, you know, considered. They need to be, people need to be looking out for one another. People have mental problems, and these same type of people with mental problems are the ones going out and shooting innocent people. So, Gabe Kapler, why don't you use your head a little bit? Do a little research, you know what I mean? Like, why don't you stand up for mental health. You know, what is it? We just passed May was Mental Health Awareness Month. Like, do some charity work on that front. You know, it's so easy to just jump on the social bandwagon and say, yeah, the media is telling me that this is an issue, so I'm going to stand up for it.
I wish
you look like a jack off.
I wish I would much more. I appreciate honesty, right? And I think that you could. I don't know that they're necessarily convincing or not, but there are arguments for banning guns entirely.
Sure,
and how other
I've heard okay arguments. I've heard okay arguments.
I haven't, but yeah, I mean, there's at least
not for banning, but maybe some stronger regulation, not banning.
I just wish they would be more honest. Instead of using, you know, these victims of these, you know, acts as shields to really push some sort of agenda, just be like, look, I want to ban the Second Amendment. And there are some that do that. And
yes.
I go, at least I disagree with you, but at least you're being honest now. And getting to the point, not like all this, you know, you're using these dead bodies as shields for your political position is gross. And I much more appreciate just the honesty. I don't know. And just say it, Gabe, that you want to repeal the Second Amendment. And then we can move on from there instead of, you know, having to sneak your way in and move the goalposts and, you know, start here. Let's just have the debate and vote on it. If we're going to do this, if we believe in democracy, put it on a ballot. Is it that hard? Should we ban the Second Amendment? Should we repeal the Second Amendment? Put it on a ballot. See what happens. I mean, I think that would be, you know, terrible, but that's my opinion. And, you know, at the end of the day, unfortunately, we live in a democracy. I'm not king.
Right.
So, you know, if that's what we're going to do, then let's do it and just stop with the nonsense of we need stricter gun control. That doesn't mean anything. Nobody knows what that means whenever they say that. So just be honest about it. Let's put it on a ballot for the next presidential election when people vote and see what happens. Period.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this. Enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where we're at. Very, very crazy. Do we have time for the word that isn't allowed to be used at college anymore?
Oh, sure. Anything for you, Johnny B. Not a problem.
This ought to be great.
the police, the woke police are coming for the term. Johnny B., this is rings near and dear to your heart. Obesity. Yes. The university.
it's a medical term.
Nope. The University of Illinois Chicago School of Public Health published an article by a dietitian claiming that the medical term is racist and should be
racist.
Yep, and should be replaced with the wordy term, quote, people with larger bodies.
Oh, shut your skinny ass up. Is he skinny?
It's Amanda Montgomery.
Oh,
I'm going to look her up and see if she's fat or not. I'm going to say she's not going to be fat. I think
she's
going to
be very skinny.
Let's see.
What's the correct term? People of larger bodies?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that sounds way worse. That sounds way worse to me. I'm sorry.
White and skinny.
Yeah, of course. What?
Yeah.
Obesity is not an insult.
Well,
fat ass, that's an insult.
She argued that race scientists used, quote, fatness and differing body characteristics
race.
To classify black people as less civilized.
Oh, my God, dude.
And, quote,
no.
as a way to justify slavery, racism, and classism.
Oh,
and
my God.
Control women, too, according to her. Including to her health brief entitled
"The Worst One,"
addressing weight stigma and fat phobia in public health.
Unbelievable! How can anybody take this person serious ever?
Anybody, don't know, man.
Even the most woke person in the world has to see this article and go, "What?" Like there is nothing to do with race at all. Nothing. Fat is fat. It doesn't matter. I used to talk about that on stage about how fat people were like our own race, because if there's a fat black guy and a fat white guy and we're both 400 pounds and we're standing next to each other, nobody goes, hey, look at the white guy and the black guy. They go, hey, look at those two fat asses. You know what I mean? It really kind of joins races together. It's not a divider. Being obese is your own thing. Like you really are kind of your own race. So it's not black, white, Hispanic, brown, you know, whatever. It is you're obese. You're overweight. It's a medical classification. It's what it is. It's like saying somebody's tall or they're short or they have a disease. I mean, obesity's